This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. South Korea and China are reporting hundreds more coronavirus cases Thursday as the illness persists in the worst-hit areas and spreads beyond borders. U.S. President Donald Trump says his administration is ready to handle whatever level of outbreak occurs in the United States. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, the president is confident the country is ready for whatever comes.
Standing in the White House briefing room next to health authorities, the president said there's no reason for panic.
We're very, very ready for this, for anything.
Whether the threat gets worse or eases, as he predicts it will. But the CDC's Ann Schuchat warns the nation must get ready for a potential outbreak.
And this is a good time to prepare.
Not long after the news conference ended, the CDC confirmed a new virus case in California in a person without any known exposure to it through travel or a patient. That could be a sign the virus is spreading in a U.S. community for the first time. All the 60 other cases in America had either traveled from abroad or been in close contact with someone who had. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A gunman in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, killed five people before killing himself Wednesday at the Molson Coors Brewery. Police identify the shooter as a 51-year-old male, but have withheld his name and the names of his victims until their families are notified. Tom Barrett is the mayor of Milwaukee.
Six families, are grieving and will be grieving because of this horrific act of this individual.
Before Wednesday's shooting, there had been three mass killings nationwide in 2020, with 12 total victims. It was a mixed day on Wall Street as jitters about the coronavirus spread made investors nervous. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped 0.46%. This is VOA News. 65 years after 14-year-old Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi, the U.S. House of Representatives approved a bill designating lynching as a hate crime under federal law. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Karen Bass, says make no mistake about it, lynching is terrorism.
Lynchings were advertised in newspapers as recreational events that families would attend. They would have picnics while they watched brutal murders take place.
This bill was introduced by Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush, who says the country is still being confronted with the same violent racism and hatred that took the life of Emmett Till and others.
The white supremacists rallying in Charlottesville, Virginia, on the racially motivated mass shooting in El Paso, Texas.
Rush says the bill will belatedly achieve justice for Till and more than 4,000 other lynching victims. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden won the endorsement of an influential black congressman from South Carolina just 3 days before the state's primary. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Just before Joe Biden got the endorsement of the highest-ranking black member of Congress, Representative Jim Clyburn, he told ministers he's not taking the black vote for granted and says character is on the ballot.
Sometimes I wake up and I think it's 1920 and not 2020.
Bernie Sanders, who's been dominating in the primaries, compared his socialism remarks to Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
This is what he said, and I quote, "This country has socialism for the rich and rugged individualism for the poor."
Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Tom Steyer also spoke about their commitment to racial justice. I'm Julie Walker.
A bombing in the Afghan capital, Kabul, Wednesday injured at least 9 civilians. This is the first significant incident of violence during the week-long reduced fighting period agreed to between U.S.-backed Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. The Taliban swiftly denied its involvement, saying the blast seems to be the malicious work of intelligence networks trying to create distrust. The 7-day reduction in violence pact took effect last Saturday, and it is to culminate in the signing of a peace agreement between the United States and the Taliban, scheduled for Saturday. Well, 5-time major tennis tournament winner Maria Sharapova is retiring from the game at 32. Once thought to be a rival for multiple Grand Slam tournament winner Serena Williams of the United States, Sharapova beat Williams in only 2 of their 22 matches. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.